It is Morning Line on KMBA. I'm Danny. KMBA keeping you in tune with our community, and it's the final week at Cyrano's for a very special presentation. We're going to find out about it now as we talk to the fairly new general manager of Cyrano's. Janet Stoneberger joins us in the studio this morning. Good morning. How are you?
Good. How are you doing this morning?
I am superb, and it's a wonderful morning. And I just read some quick reviews of the current play that's running at Cyrano's, and it's in its last weekend, 4,000 Miles. Mm-hmm. Has got just these glowing reviews from all these sources, the Dispatch and the Press and the Northern Light. Alaska Dispatch says, quote, best ensemble acting I've seen in Anchorage. That's some pretty superlative comments.
It really is. It's a wonderful show.
So what's the gist of the show?
The gist of the show is Leo is a young man. He and his best friend decided to bike cross country. His best friend is killed along the way. So he has ended up on the doorstep of his 91-year-old grandmother, Vera, in New York. Because he really has nowhere else to go, and he's not ready for the journey to be over yet. Vera has not lived with anyone in 10 years, and sometimes it goes well and sometimes it doesn't. And it's sort of the two souls getting used to being around other people and getting back to a place where they can be in the world.
Now, is this actually based on a true story? Or?
I don't believe the story is true, but Vera, the grandmother, is based on the playwright's grandmother, Leapy.
And who is Amy Herzog?
Amy Herzog, yeah. Yes.
Okay. Starring a bunch of, let's see, we got Jason Carlson. Who else is in there?
Jaron Carlson is playing Leo. Linda Benson is playing Vera. Lisa Marie Castro is Amanda, and Taylor Carlson plays Beck.
Okay, so some mm-hmm. Pretty familiar names to folks.
Oh, yeah, especially Linda Benson.
Linda Benson, and she's been on the scene for a long time. She mm-hmm. was in Harold and Maude.
Yes.
For example, I know a lot of folks speak very highly of her. This is the final week, right?
Yep, it's Thursday through Sunday.
Okay, show times?
7 o'clock on Thursday, Friday, Saturday, 3 o'clock matinee on Sunday.
Okay. And tickets available, I believe, at Cyrano's or at
CenterTix.net.
Okay, so now, in addition to this fabulous play, a special treat for folks who are going to be seeing the Saturday performance.
Mm-hmm. It turns out that filmmaker Mary Caskey knew Leapy.
The real
Leapy. Okay. She actually did a short film about her called The Gift. We got in touch with her. She said that Leapy was actually in Alaska twice.
Really?
And one of the times she caught a salmon, wouldn't let anyone take her picture with it because she didn't like how she looked in her jacket.
Nice. Okay, so that's going to be cool. And there's going to be like a meet and greet?
We're going to have a little talk, and then we're going to be able to do a screening of The Gift.
Okay, excellent. How long is the entire film?
I know it is a short film. I don't have a running time on it.
Okay, so that's going to be a lot of fun. Mm-hmm. 4,000 Miles, check out some of the reviews online, too, at cyrano's.org, and that should be enough to talk you into wanting to go see the show. I'm really going to try to get in and see it after reading some of the reviews. Now, so it's a final weekend there, but lots of stuff on tap for Cyrano's in days to come, right?
Absolutely. We have Hedda Gabler opening on October 10th, and that is another wonderful cast. We have Anya Wyndham starring as Hedda. It's her dream role. She is actually back in town from Oklahoma to play the role.
And she's an actress who is from Anchorage?
She is from Sweden.
From Sweden?
Yes. Her husband was in the military. They were stationed in Anchorage for a while. They got transferred out of state, so she's back to play the role.
And what's the teaser on that? What's that play about?
Oh, Hedda Gabler is by Henrik Ibsen. He okay. is the father of modern drama.
Okay. And the play is based upon a particular family?
It is based on Hedda Gabler. She has just married, returned to their hometown.
Okay, we'll find out more
yes.
by seeing the show. So again, we want to mention it for folks that don't know where the theater is located.
4th and D Street.
Okay, 4th and D. And tickets available at the door, or is it a good idea to...
I would get tickets ahead for this show. It's been selling very well.
Okay. So lots of good stuff to check out at Cyrano's, and this very special night to meet some special folks on Saturday and see a little snippet of the film The Gift. And tickets at centertix.net or, of course, online at cyrano's.org. And once again, 4,000 Miles, a very interesting story that... that follows two outsiders finding their way into today's world, mm-hmm. and how they get along and the function and dysfunction that go along with that that reunion of sorts, 4,000 Miles at Cyrano's this weekend. And as we get set to wrap up, anything else you'd like to add?
I'm really enjoying working for Cyrano's. We have to have some amazing plays coming up this season.
Okay. We'll be talking more about it all season long. And Janice Stoneberry, thanks so much for joining us today on Morning Line.
Thank you.
You're very welcome. And if you or your organization has information you'd like to share with our community, you can reach us by email. It's feedback@kmba.org. The fax is 793-3536, or you could stop on by and say hi. We're located in the Natuk Nonprofit Center at 3600 San Geronimo Drive in Anchorage. Programming on KMBA made possible with support from South Central Foundation, the Alaska Native Community Transforming Healthcare on the web at southcentralfoundation.com. Also supported by Cook Inlet Tribal Council. Thanking the community for 30 wonderful years, building a world in which our people's opportunities are equal to our potential. Our work is possible because of our people, our partners, and our supporters. CITC, looking forward to sharing the journey and success of the next 30 years with you. Learn more at citc.org. And that is it for Morning Line for Thursday, or of course, as we like to call it, almost Friday, and tomorrow it is TGIF on the program. Meanwhile, lots of great stuff coming up on KMBA for the remainder of the day today. Up next, National Native News, followed by Native America Calling. You can call in the show toll-free, 1-800-996-2848. That's also 1-800-99-NATIVE. And join on in the electronic talking circle. Don't forget tonight, right after the World Cafe, it is World Voices with Lawrence Blakely, another great volunteer program that you get on 90.3 KMBA because music matters. And until tomorrow, when it is TGIF, have yourself a great day. Be safe and hug the kids.
An American reggae band that packs concerts around the world? You bet. It is Soja, our guest next time, playing live, and we find out the essential Latin funk songs on Latin roots. I'm David Dye. It's Worldly on the next World Cafe.
The World Cafe, weeknights at 6 p.m. on 90.3 KNBA. Music matters.
Yalida.
Doyinta.
Jamai. Koyana ni chuganilutin.
You're listening to KNBA Anchorage 90.3 FM.